Section, and we're going to use the A major scale now. So we go back. It's more light in this section. So all we're doing, if we have the five finger patterns, all he does is do it ascending. And then ascending. So we have just playing with the scale. So ya da da, descending, ascending now through the scale. Then we're gonna substitute the fingers here for and back to the same pattern. And we end the first line. So I'm gonna go through it slowly. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and now ascending. 2, 3, 1, the switch. 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 4 now. 3, 2, 1, 5, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we do the scale again. It's all the same. 1 here, and emphasize this note, and release. Okay, so it will be. Try to be even here. You could be a little bit louder, but it's important that each note has its weight and evenness. So maybe you could do a movement up and down for the finger to make sure it's accurate and even. So you could do a little crescendo to here, release. But don't exaggerate too much. Now, because we use the A major scale, we're gonna also use the A major chord on the left. And so we have this. Okay, and then if you go to the next measure, 45, you're gonna use the E major chord, but he's gonna turn it into a seventh chord, like this. And he's gonna do this chord, G sharp, B, D, and E. So he has this. Is put this section together. So we start with the five notes. Now we match every other note. Play B match, play D match, play F sharp match, and then we match an A four finger. Match here, match here, match here. Every other note. Here we're gonna switch. So, but it's still the E7. If you have problems in time matching it, you could do. So play up to there. After that, add one note. The B. Now add one more note. Another one. And so forth. You add one note at a time until you get the whole pattern. So let's say if you add it here, you could do just that. Pause, descending. Again. Alright, and here's gonna repeat. So let's continue. There's 9 things about the left hand. Sometimes you could emphasize a little bit the A. So it's almost like. That's very nice. I'll do it sometimes, not always, but. Something like that you could do. Thank you. that, sometimes you could practice also holding it. That would be faster. Okay, so that. Then. See, you could do the same at the beginning. Giving like another voice to the piece, because you have this and then you have this. You can do something like that. Anyway, let's continue. And as I mentioned before, we got to this. Now we have just those four notes, and we start over. Same thing. And the only thing that's different is this. We have thirds. So we're going to have C sharp E. This is measure 50. B and D. The fingers are like it's 3, 5. 1, 4, 3, 5, 2, 4. Okay, so think on the A major here, and now think on the E. That's part of the E major and the ending. You can practice in the same way. Now, because the wide intervals, we have thirds, you have to move towards each one. Move here, so you rotate all over a little bit. Going towards E, going towards C sharp. Okay? That will help you loosen up. So, you could also practice like this. Same way you could practice rhythms. You get it. And also it's important you kind of land on there, land on there. It helps you keep it loose. So and then left hand we have A, F sharp, D, E, A, A. And I did 1, 2, 4, 2, A, A. And notice that matches this. The chord. So when you do it at the same time, match there, match there, match there. Alright, and then it comes back. So let's play this very slowly, measure 43 through 50. So every other note, remember to emphasize a little bit the bass. A little bit, all if you want to hear, get there, release, repeat. Crescendo a little bit. All right, now notice I did the A and the A. And it's gonna go back to the part we did this. All this is the same. But there we have the switch at the end. So I'm gonna kind of play it very slowly because the same thing and add the next part. So we have. It's all the same again. Change now, alright? So what I play is measure 51 through 55. 55 is the one that we're gonna work on. So I'll do it one last time. So this is the same as the other part we play at the beginning, but it changes a few notes. So we have here. Before we went here. We went here. And we started over. We have that. Now we're going to switch. So after we do all that and we get to the C sharp, we're going to do this on the right hand. Measure 55. So that's what we have. So let's do measure by measure. 55 now. So. Alright, and if you want to count the beats, you do 1, 2, all you count says 4 C sharps. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then going to a D. I do 3 and 2, and then this. Now, when you have the C sharp here on the bass, and we're going to have a chromatic line descending. C on top. Alright, so I do 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4. And all of those together here, here, here. And there we're gonna change, so the D is coming up. And let's do measure 56. So we have repeats D and C sharp all the time, and I'll use 4th and 3rd finger. Okay? So, that's it. You could count 1, 2, alright? And it's gonna switch. Now, with this, we're gonna use these notes, which are part of the V minor. Okay? But he left the D on top and played this only. Alright, so let's match it. Alright, that's all there is. So, okay, so. Alright, now let's play it slowly. And then here, measure 57 is gonna switch. So we have descending, D, C sharp, B, A. Now ascending. Alright, so. Notice how I go towards the thumb and then up. Let's add the chord to this. We have B, G sharp, and B. Alright, so the one before was this. Sounds almost like an E major, so do it together now. Have this. Alright, and in this section, I like to put 1 here. So 1, 3, 4, 2, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 2. One last time. 1, 3, 4, 2. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. That's it. Now left hand we have the F sharp minor flipped. So we have this. The C7. And back to the F sharp minor. It's not C7, it's C sharp 7. So we have this. Put it together now. Same thing as we did. Match. Much, 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 and much. Each one of these notes that is only in the line, you have to be especially careful to be even and accurate. Okay, it's very important that in Mozart's song. And you could do a little bit of that. Bum, 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 dip, bum. Okay, let's do this together. We got it there. So maybe what I'll do is play the whole part over here. So let's start here. This is repetition. Switch now. that's it. So what I'll do maybe is play very slowly all this section with the scales. So let's do that. I will not do the repetition because it's the same thing. You're supposed to repeat the whole section, but I'm gonna keep going to the A major. Ascending. Repeat. Back. Is that the same? Now we switch here. Now you're supposed to repeat the A major section and then go to this. We already did this. Repetition. So repeat this part 2 times and then we go back to the beginning of the piece. Okay, the next section is repetition of the stuff that we did at the beginning. So we have this again. Same thing. Repeat. Keep it light always. Now we go to the C major section. Yum, bum, bum, bum. Once again in C major. Alright, and we go back to the A major section, which was like this. Now, instead of doing it in this way, he's gonna start splitting the notes. Like this. So all he's doing is broken octaves, and the simple technique is to play the thumb and then this one comes by itself when you lift. Also, you can move to the thumb, you move a little bit to the left and then let go here to the right, which is like a little rotation there, here and there. So you take it lighter, you don't have to with this. So ready, it's gonna sound loud anyway, so we're gonna do the matching. So the chords are the same. So let me play it slowly. You have this towards there. There. Always, if you can do 1-4, starts over. And this will repeat. The left hand remains the same, so we have the A major. Ascending and E major. Same one. And that's all there is. So we have the broken octaves, and all we're supposed to do is just match it, and it's the same. all the things that I mentioned before applies when you want to practice this accents and rhythms in the same way. Sometimes you could do, let's say, this rhythm. So if you have to do it slowly, or go quick to the top. If you play the octaves, it should be easier now. You could do four, rest. You could do it like that. So all we have to do now is match it, and each note is gonna match the thumb most of the time. So let's do it like this. Notice that I'm going towards the right. Left, right, left, right, and then run the low notes are much here. Now same. Now match, match, repeat. Match.